Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hi, Pete. This is Jeannie at Dunkin' Dogs.
Hey, Jeannie. How you doing?
Good. You sound like you got what I've had for the last 2 weeks.
What?
You sound like you've got what I had for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, a little under the weather.
Yeah, it lasts forever, too. Police minded. Okay, so they approved the space. I'm still on the fence. I don't know if I want to get... I don't know if I want to do that whole retail store or not, but I am going to do the van. But I forget what we discussed. If I did 15 for the van and, say, 15 or 20 in the business loan, what would I know the payment on the 15 on the lease? What's the payment on if I borrowed $20,000?
Let me see. I had those numbers for you somewhere here.
Because I know I wouldn't do the full 33 and 15. I would do something like maybe 20 and then the 15. I like the lease. It's less money out of the pocket, longer term. I know it's probably more money, but I just feel more comfortable doing that right now, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. For the $20, it was around $145 a day.
For 10 months?
I got to double check on the term length, but I know I did the math on the numbers here. Let me see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a 10-month deal.
145 times 20 days is 29.
I think the total payback comes to $31,000.
Oh, yeah, I do need to... Okay. So, all right. So 145 a day times 20 equals about 2,900 a month plus 768. Yeah, that brings me about $400. Only less $400.
Then what?
Then if I just did the $33,000 in the cash.
Yeah. The $33,000 in cash was like $244 a day. But again, it's you're gonna own the truck sooner, and it's gonna be less of a headache for sure. That's definite. How much was the difference a month? It was 400.
Yeah, about 400. 768.
So what does that come out to a day? If that's 400 extra a month, divided by those 20 days, so it's $20 more a day. If Judy, how about this? If I can get them to drop $20 a day and make it from 244 and make it go down to 224.
I was thinking, okay, so let me think about this. Okay, so the lease payment, so if I did $20,000 and so that's
one, it's 140, it's 147.62. I just actually finished, looked through the numbers there. 147.62.
Okay, so and then the lease payment is 768 divided by 20, so that would be 38. So 38 so it's 185.
185.
And you're saying that the other way it's
about 244.
That's like $60 a day difference.
Let me see. Let me run some numbers real quick. I want to see if it's only $60 a day, what I'd have to do to meet in the middle here. 33,800 times. Oh man, I got my lunch on my calculator. Damn it.
Well, and the other thing too is the other one is monthly, so it makes it a little easier, I think, than daily.
Yeah, that's the only other thing though. Like, if you want to pay monthly, you're gonna have to go with the combination. But it really doesn't do you any good, just because you're still, in order to get the truck, you're still making the daily payments. You know, you still have to be on that pay schedule. So it's almost the added benefit of getting the weekly payments or the monthly payments from the lease is you're almost lost. Either way, you're going to have to make the daily payments. It's just going to be an additional rate at the end of the month. Or, you know, you just budget for a certain amount a day. And then, again, the working capital is over in 10 months. That means, you know, you pay this back correctly, you own that truck in 10 months. It's going to be a grind, for sure. But, you know, by the end of next summer, your truck is completely cash flowing.
It's just a lot.
Well, you don't need the full 33 to get the truck, right? It was like 24 plus taxes, fees, totaling. I'd imagine that's going to be right around 27. It's 20, you know, do you have a kind of around a quote for that? I mean, if we did flat 30,000 instead of that extra three, could save you some extra some cash there. Like, if we did, yeah, if we did it 30,000 flat, you'd be around 220 a day.
You need to go. What? Okay, is he here? Okay.
Well, those are basically the two options. You have you have $33,800 or less to work with the capital. And you have 15 grand in an equipment loan. So you can do a combination or just do it all in the capital, whichever one makes more sense
for you. But the max is 33 combined, right?
No, the max working capital is 33.
Oh, and then I can...
Then there's a separate approval for... Okay. Yes, you see what I mean? So there is a 15,000 equipment approval, but that's the max that's going to go out to. So that really doesn't do you any good unless you also take the working capital. So
right,
the equipment is...
And so I could do like 15 and fit, which is what we had talked about before, I think, and the payment on 15, the daily payment is what?
That was more around the... like 110 and some change.
Because, see, I'm thinking, I mean, I know for sure I have another 5 to go toward the van. So if I took 15 from you in working capital and needed the other 5 for the van, then that would still leave me 10 grand for the store. And I just feel more comfortable. You know, the 768 payment doesn't bother me as much as the $4,000 a month payment.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? You want to try and do an equipment financing?
So what'd you say it was a day? 120 times
No, the $15,000 would be $110 and some change. So call it $111.
So that's $2,200.
I think there's like, the way we calculate them by the daily, I think we use 21 days in a month, 21 payments, just, I guess, but I guess it's only going to be give or take $100 in your circumstance. It's not a big deal, but we're just trying to budget right here.
So that's roughly $29.68 a month, and...
Plus the 7, was it 796, 780 something, right?
I thought it was 768, something like that.
Yeah, so it's called 7.5,
okay, so
conservatively.
And then 30,000, if I did 30,000 on the working capital.
Working at $220 a day.
For just 30? I thought that was, it was 240 for, okay.
Yeah, it was 240 for 33 and 220 for 30.
So that adds another $1,100 a month going out doing it that way. So I probably wouldn't do it. That would be $4,400 a month that would be going out. That's pretty steep. The other way it's 29. And that, I just feel like, is more doable than $1,100.
Yeah, whichever way works best for you, balls in your court here. Just, it depends what matters more or what you hold more of a priority. If it's going to be just getting what you need and paying the least amount of money in the long run, it'd be the working capital. If you're worried about more cash flow issues, then I'd say the combination loan would be a little bit of a better move.
Okay. All right. Well, let me figure it out. Like I said, we got the approval on the space, but I'm a little, it's like, ooh, do I want to do this or not? But
yeah, I can understand. I think the grooming van is going to be a good idea for you. So pretty much, if you're paying $200 a day to get the van, how much do you charge for one of those mobile grooming haircuts? Wasn't it like $90 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in theory, you got, the third haircut's the one where it's going to, you're just going to cash flow for you. So if you can do more than three of those a day in the van, then it's a good idea for you.
Because I'm not doing it. It's not, I have to.
Yeah, it's your son, right?
So.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. So it's okay. So if you're, paying the groomer in the van, what's that going to cost you as far as overhead? The $200 a day and then, what, $100 a day in labor?
Well, they get 50% commission, so.
Oh, man, you guys are hooking them up.
So, I mean, I would have to be doing
more like four or five trims.
Yeah. But that's with that big payment. I really don't like the $200.
Well, what did you calculate it out to be with the combined one?
The combined one, 368 divided by 20, it's like 148. So it's almost.
Oh, okay. So that's a lot. Okay, so
$280 less a month.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's a day.
So if you're
that's
doing
the whole dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was like $220 for the $30,000. So, yeah, you're at least $60 off there. Hey, it honestly, Jeannie, it just depends which way you'd rather do it. Some businesses are more about the cash flow, which the situation you're in. Other businesses are all about bottom line, and this is going to save you a couple thousand dollars doing it.
Yeah,
in a shorter term than the equipment one. But again, it's really, this needs to be tailored to your business.
Yeah.
And we're still a couple of weeks away from this even being a thing, right? It takes 6 weeks to build. And, you know, what do you need down on? What do you need down on something like that?
A thousand.
A thousand down. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that would you'd front that on your own dime, obviously, and then wait to get this loan because working capital is not something you can just take out, kind of sit on for a few weeks. You have to, like, get it basically right as you're going to use it.
Yeah, so, okay, well, then I will think about, I'll go one way. I'm just thinking I'm going to do the lease and then the working capital on top of that. So,
perfect. So, yeah, once you get started on the down payment, like, once you put that down payment down, we can really get this move in because, like, kind of right now, no matter what you decide to do, we can't pull the trigger or get anything going until you put the down payment. They start, you know, converting this truck, and we get closer to that. So, do you have an estimate time of, you know, getting that done at all, or?
Well, she just sent me the invoice. I just decided on the one that I wanted, so she just sent me
diesel,
the invoice.
Are you doing diesel or regular gas?
I decided to go regular. The diesel one's pretty big, and really, it doesn't matter. The van doesn't run all day with a converter on it. So it's no big deal. I want a little bit smaller one. The diesel one's pretty big.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, then I will be in touch.
Yeah, give me a call whenever you get everything started and the ball rolling there, and we'll be on standby. I just want to double check real quick how long this approval is. Okay, we might need to file an extension here because I'm looking, and you have 46 days left on your capital approval. So we're most, unless you can get it. Unless you're ready in the next 45 days, it's going to be close.
Okay. Well, I think she was estimated, like, I think she said, like, November 17th.
All right. Well, if it gets really close to the wire, the worst case scenario, we're just going to need some updated bank statements, and what we do is just rerun it. You don't have to rerun your credit again or anything like that, but just we would have to just take a look at the updated bank statements. If you've been doing a little better, you know, or a little worse, it could change the loan amount. But if you're only planning to take that 15 out, I think you should be good, because even if they come around and say, hey, we only pre-approve you for 25, you're still going to be covered. So I think you're fine in that department.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect.
All right. Take care,
Janie.
I'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.